When I was 15 years old, I was pretty deeply addicted to playing a video game called World of Warcraft. Shout out. So for those of you that don't know about it, it's a massive multiplayer online game, meaning you live in this fantasy world and you play with people from all around the globe, which opens up a lot of opportunities to connect with people that normally you wouldn't be able to. So that's what I did. I met a girl in this game, and we sort of bonded through playing together. I was a paladin, and she was a mage for the people that's important to in this crowd. And we just sort of became close friends while we played, but eventually I decided I wanted to, you know, live my life like a normal person, so I wanted to quit, but I wanted to stay in contact with her. So we exchanged emails, and emails turned into texts, texts turned into phone calls turned into video chats, and all of a sudden, I'm in this long-distance relationship with this girl that I met in this video game. There were two pretty serious problems with that. One, I lived in middle of nowhere, Kansas, and she lived on the East Coast. And two, I was 15 years old and she was 22. thank God that's funny. so there's a lot of logistical issues. One, pretty gross. Two, not good for the psyche. Three, technically illegal. So we kept it under wraps from the time I was 15 until I was 18. This was kind of just like my dirty little secret. And eventually when I turned 18, I was like, all right, I can, you know, legally tell people about this now. This is fine. My parents had accepted me as the stranger child in the family. So they were just like, well, that's fucking weird. But, you know, do you, dude. Follow your dreams. So I did. I followed my dreams and I stayed in this relationship for the next 3 years after that, and I found myself to be a 21-year-old, and my only serious relationship was with this girl I'd known for 6 years on the internet, which is, you know, cool. So I was like, well, it's put up or shut up time, and I gotta go live with this girl now. thanks for laughing at that. So I get all of my possessions, put them in my 2002 Buick Century, along with my cat. Again, she doesn't have a choice. And I take my best friend Derek with me, who is, he's the one who introduced me to the game, so it was sort of just like poetic justice that he should drive up to Baltimore with me. I love you, Derek, this is all your fault. So we're doing this 22-hour drive, and the reality of the situation doesn't really sink in until I'm looking at my GPS and it says 2 hours until arrival, an hour until arrival, 30 minutes until arrival. And I get, you know, this pressure in my chest, all this adrenaline, and I'm just freaking out. I'm fist pumping in the car. I'm slapping Derek on the shoulder. I'm like, this is happening, dude. This is the greatest shit I've ever done in my life. Because I'd quit basically everything else in my life up until that point. So I was like, yeah, I'm actually going to do something. This is pretty neat. So we pull up to the house. I basically kick the door of my car open, forget my friend and my cat are even in the car, and I just, like, power walk up to the door like I'm Ric Flair. I'm knocking on the door. She opens. She's there. Holy shit, this is reality. I did it. This is happening. And I give her this huge hug. And it felt weird. It felt so weird, and not weird and like, oh, this is like, this is weird. But it was like, oh, this is like off weird. And that moment would sort of be like this foreshadowing for the things to come, because so in the coming months, a lot of her mental state became apparent to me that I wasn't aware of while we were in this online relationship. And, you know, I started to figure out that maybe this person wasn't good for me. So she had, it started out okay, but, you know, it gradually got weirder and worse until it was really bad. And it was just, she would go on these emotional tirades, like these huge meltdowns. She was projecting all this self-loathing onto me about how I secretly hated her. I secretly thought she was ugly. If I ever left her, she would kill herself. If, let's see, you know, that's cool stuff like that. So after a couple months of that, I was like, okay, maybe this was like the worst decision I've ever made in my life. But I stuck with it. And it ended up being 11 straight months of living with this girl, and I slowly just went from being her boyfriend to being sort of her caretaker or her live-in therapist in a way, because every waking moment was me trying to keep control of the situation, make sure she was okay, and just get to the next day. So 21-year-old men are not prepared for that at all in any way, so it didn't take long for me to sort of like hit the empty ticker on the gas tank. So after 11 months, I just had to say, I can't do this anymore. But when you live 1,000 miles away from your parents, you can't just say, I'm outie. So I had to live in the house with her for another 2 months after we broke up. And that's not a good situation at all. And it got to a point where, you know, I was sort of numb to the situation without being able to really feel or acknowledge everything that had happened in the past year leading up to that point. But one day she told me she met a new guy and that he was going to be living with us. And if my brain wasn't already broken at that point, that's when things like really went haywire. And I was like, well, actually, fuck this. So I called a coworker from the library I worked at who had offered to help in the past. But, you know, I just didn't really consider that I would need to, like, get out of there ASAP. So I called him and I said, yeah, I need some help. I need to move in tomorrow. And bless his beautiful soul, he let me move into his spare bedroom. And I slept in there on an air mattress for about a month. That was great. So I had to basically pack everything into my car again and just abandon this life that I'd spent the past 7 years developing. And I spent the next 2 years after that just sort of pinballing through Baltimore as this sort of open wound, not knowing how to process all this pain, and I built up anxiety, and I had to learn what the word trauma meant, and I had to learn what PTSD is, and I had to sort of just rediscover who Nevin was as a person at that point, because I'd spent so long invested in this other person, I had no identity outside of her. So it was a very long and painful journey with failed relationships and therapy and psychiatrists and all that great stuff. And I remember one particular part of this journey. I found myself driving out to Loch Raven, and it had just snowed the day before, and it was dead quiet. I was the only person out there. And I could just hear the snow crunching under my feet, and I just started walking. And out of nowhere, I just started talking to myself. And I was just saying things like, you're going to be okay. This was not your fault. You're going to be okay. You know, this is not your fault. This is not your fault. This is not your fault. And I look back at it now and I realize I wasn't talking to myself in that moment. I was talking to that 15-year-old kid who, in a lot of ways, didn't realize what was happening to him and didn't realize what was happening was wrong and that it was not okay. And I got to reach out to the kid, and I finally got to be the one person to help him. I got to wrap him up in a blanket and put him down, just put him to rest and say, you know, I got it from here. No, I got this. Because another adult in his life didn't take the opportunity to be responsible and say, you need help right now. So I did it for myself. And from that moment forward, I started to rediscover all the things that that 15-year-old kid loved and he forgot about because he got stuck in this sort of Black Widow-esque situation. So it just, I started coming back to myself in a way, and I remembered film and photography and art and friendship and love, and all of a sudden I felt whole again, and I was able to separate myself from that kicking and screaming teenager in my heart. And this year I started my own photography business, and I got to quit my day job, and I get to work from home in my sweatpants, and probably better than anything, I get to be the guy that that 15-year-old had the potential to be, and I get to realize that fully, and I get to do it my way. Thank you.